And today's portion in Akev and Sheni actually is very very few Rashis. Actually, I think there's only one Rashi in the whole Parsha explaining the Parsha, but a very, very important Parsha. It's known there's an expression of the Baal Shem Tov who interprets the verse. It says, Uvo ha'ivdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim. That talks about the time when God will ingather all the Jewish people that have been displaced and scattered all over the world in the land of Ashur, in the land of Mitzrayim. So ha'ivdim, those that were lost in Eretz Ashur, in the land of Ashur, and those who were pushed away in the land of Mitzrayim, and v'yishtachvu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh, and they will bow to Hashem in the, on the holy mountain, on the Beis HaMikdash, in the Har HaBayis, and that will be with the coming of Mashiach. The Baal Shem Tov interpreted, he says, the ha'ivdim, those who are lost in the land of Ashur, and those who are lost in the land of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, we know, Mitzrayim means limitation. It means oppression. Sometimes people who suffer, who have difficulties, who have challenges, they have problems. They can't serve Hashem. They can't. They don't have the time. They don't have the state of mind. They don't have the resources, they don't have the health, they don't have whatever it takes to serve Hashem. They're in a state of Mitzrayim, they're in a state of limitations, they have the limitations, and they can't serve Hashem. But what means, bo ha'ivdim be'eretz Ashur, Ashur can mean from the language Oysher with an Aleph. Oysher with an Ayin means wealth. Oysher means the luck and plentifulness. Sometimes people, when they have Baruch Hashem, Hashem blesses them and gives them so much, so they're so preoccupied and they're so involved in their blessings that Hashem has given them in their Oysher, or sometimes people get distracted and they start believing in the physical, in the powers, in the strength, in the land of Oysher, the land of the Golden Medina, as they used to call it, the Golden Country. The America was called the Golden Medina, that you just got to go to the trees and just pick the dollars off the trees, and that's what's the idea, or rush for gold. But the Baal Shem Tov says, all these people, whether Oivdim Be'eretz Ashur in the land of Oysher, whether Nidochim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Mashiach will come and bring them all together and take him out and bring them to the Mount Har HaKodesh, which is really the theme. That part is the theme of this parsha today, in which Hashem, which Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people. He says to them, you know, you got to be very careful not to forget God, your God. And he's telling them, why would one forget Hashem? But he tells them, please, he says to them, be very careful lest you forget God, your God, and you won't keep his mitzvahs and his rules and the statutes that I command you today. And he says, why will you forget? Why is he warning? He says like this. He says, lest you're going to eat and be satisfied, and you're going to build beautiful homes, and you will settle them. And you will have lots of cattle, lots of sheep, and lots of silver, and lots of gold. And everything that you hold will be increased. You'll have a lot of it. So then, v'rom levavecha, so your heart will be haughty. You'll become arrogant. V'shachachtos Hashem elokecha, and then you'll forget. You'll start believing in yourself. You'll forget God, your God, who take you out of Egypt from the land of slavery, who has led you in this great, awesome desert where there is scorpions, seraph, and the snakes, and there is thirst without water, and he brought you out water, mitzura chalomish. So who did that for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But you're going to forget that. Hashem fed you the man in the desert that you're not... Now, you're going to forget all that. What are you going to say? So here you see who's in charge. Who's the one that provided for you? Hashem. So instead of attributing your success and your fortune, good fortune to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem gave it to you. V'amarta bilavavecha, and you say in your heart, Koichi v'oitzem yodi osali asachayil hazeh. It is my power, and it is the force of my hand that made me this fortune. So you start believing it's not the God's blessing, you believe yourself. But he says, "V'zochartu Hashem Elokecha ki hu hanoisin lecha koyach lasas choyli." You got to remember God, your God. He is the one that gives you the strength for you to make that fortune. L'man hokim es brisa shenizbe shenkim es. And then he goes on to say that if you forget, then you're not going to last. It's not going to last forever then. And in a certain extent, we find that the Navi himself is saying, sometimes when the Jews strayed away because they had, Baruch Hashem, a lot of blessing, the Navi himself says, what do you want for them? What are you complaining to the Jews? You gave them all this gold and the silver. So you basically caused them, you spoiled them. You gave them all this, Rashi brought it down earlier, Kesef Ezovir Beisolahem, you gave them a lot of gold, a lot of silver. So they strayed away. But the trick is to take Hashem's blessing and remember to, Hashem will bless you and Hashem gives you everything that you need, but always remember, if you want it to last and you want it to be successful, you want your success to go on to right things, you got to always remember that it's Hashem Elokecha Nesach HaKoyin Lach Zizchoyil, and we vizoyche to vo ha'ivdim v'anidochim both in Asher Mitzrayim v'shtach l'Hashem Bar HaKodesh. Today is also Chamisha Asar B'Av. We're just finishing up, which is the greatest of the Yomim Tovim. And main thing was, the Yom Tov was that there was a unity amongst, if you see, the reasons from the Gemara gives for Chamisha Asar B'Av, the common denominator from all the reason is a level of unity. There was a split because families couldn't marry one another, and they were able to get the marriage starting Chamisha Asar B'Av. There was a split that daughters could not marry into other tribes. Now they were allowed to express the level of unity. And the idea of the Chayt of the Meraglim, the Lashon Hara, that ceased and they finished at that time. And Chamesh Asar B'Av, also Tovar Magal. Interesting thing. The Gemara says one of the things is that they broke, they called it Tovar Magal because they ceased cutting the trees. Chamesh Asar B'Av, they ceased cutting the trees because the rainy season, the dry season stops, and there's worms, and the worms, you're not allowed to use the wood for the mizbech, so they stopped cutting the trees. So why is it a pesayontev to stop cutting the trees for the mizbech? It seems, but it's interesting. I was just thinking, the Gemara uses the lotion tovar magal, that they broke the magal. The magal is the sickle. That's a cutting tool. The Gemara doesn't use another lashon. The idea, bechlal, we learn in the Chumash, we learned kichar b'cha yinafto lo v'tchalaleho, that a metal, bechlal, cutting, a cherev, represents death, represents tovar magal, that they broke. Why did they have to break the sickle? Tovar magal means they broke it. Could have put it away for next year or something, to do it. But seems like it also has to do with no more pain, no more cutting, no more destruction, and that's the key to making a big yontev is when everybody gets together. When you have Avos Yisrael, Nachdos Yisrael, we'll be zoicha to the yontev of Mashiach Tzidkenu Meir V'Yemeinu.